Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Seven Stages of Healing, comes from the audio learning program, Freedom from Depression, a practical guide for the journey, from Dr. James Gordon, a Harvard-educated psychiatrist and founder and director of the Center for Mind-Body Medicine. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Dr. Gordon in our Boulder studio for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Dr. Gordon's personal and professional experience has led him to develop an insightful approach for dealing with depression and informed his belief that the journey through depression has to come from within. In this episode, Dr. Gordon gives an overview of his method for viewing and working with depression, what he calls the seven stages of healing.
You can download the entire program, Freedom from Depression, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, the seven stages of healing with Dr. James Gordon.
What I've done is to look at the writings of people who have studied the understanding and the conceptualization of this journey in many, many different cultures, particularly Carl Jung and the mythologist Joseph Campbell. And I've taken their views of the journey and of the stages of the journey, and I've shaped them so that they fit my own clinical experience, my own understanding of more than 40 years of working with people who are stressed out, who are depressed, who are taking this journey successfully toward wholeness and healing. And also, I would add, not incidentally, so it also reflects my own personal experience of taking this journey. Now, I want to say at the outset that even though there is a sequence to these stages, not everyone will experience each of the stages in this sequence. And there may be some stages, particularly the stage of the dark night of the soul, which you may not experience, that stage of extreme despair. So these are the general stages, and you can find yourself and place yourself wherever you feel you happen to be on this journey. The first stage, the stage that Jung and Campbell and others have seen in the stories of heroes and heroines in all of the world's cultures, is called the call. It is the call to the journey. It is the understanding that something needs to change. Something is out of balance, out of whack, and something has to be done. I think often of Odysseus in this context, sitting on a rock, bewailing his fate. He's trapped by the nymph Calypso. He's not able to fulfill his destiny. He's not able to go home to his wife, to go back to his kingdom. He's not able to be the traveler, the adventurer, the hero that he is. He's living a good life. He has great food. He's got wonderful things to drink. He's living in a beautiful place with a gorgeous woman who's mad about him. But that's not his destiny. That's not who he is. And after a certain point, he understands that. And so it is with many of us, whatever we're doing. So the call, the sound of that call is saying, hey, brother, hey, sister, this has got to change. And that gets the journey going, if we respond. If we don't respond, we're likely to hear it again, louder, more insistent, perhaps more troubling, time after time. I know for me, when I'm resisting doing something, I resist. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it, whatever it is. And then at a certain point, it becomes so insistent, so painful not to do it, I say, okay, I'll do it. I'll leave what I'm doing. I'll go do what I know I need to do. So that's what the call's about. The second stage is finding a guide. And we'll go into this in some detail in the next session. But this is often really important if you're depressed, to find somebody who is there for you, who can help you see what you're not yet able to see, who can help that part of you that knows tell that part of you that doesn't yet know. And it's important to find the right guide, the person who is not only trained and experienced to be able to do this work for and with you, but that person to whom you feel a connection. And we'll talk more about how to go about doing that and how to not only find the professional guide who may be particularly helpful if you're quite depressed, even if you're just mildly depressed, the guide can be enormously useful, or even if you're just kind of confused, but also how to help find the guide that is out there who may be a friend or a family member, and also how to find the inner guide. So we'll spend some time with that over the next couple of sessions. The third stage is the stage of surrender. It's surrendering really to life itself. All of life is about movement. When you're depressed, you're stuck. Hundreds of people literally have said to me, not only in English, but in other languages, I feel stuck. So they're stuck because they're no longer in the current of life, in the stream of life. They're off on the side, in the mud, perhaps. So the stage of surrender often requires effort to move into the current and surrender to the current, just like you have to get up off the bank of a river and go into the river in order to surrender to the current and go downstream with it. So we'll talk about that as well. How do you mobilize yourself when you feel immobilized to move into the current and to surrender? The fourth stage, and as I said earlier, all these stages may be happening at the same time to some of you. This next stage, whether we're depressed or not, is one we all need to deal with, which is dealing with demons, dealing with the particular difficulties that I have that are a little bit different or maybe similar to the ones that you have, but that I'm feeling particularly acutely. One of mine happens to be procrastination. That's one of those demons that, you know, rears its ugly head. And depression is a devastating one. I've seen so many people for whom that is the major one. They just can't do what they're supposed to do. And they feel bad about that. And then they can't do it because they feel so worthless and they put it off longer. And it just goes on and on and on. In this stage of dealing with demons, we're looking to the demons to learn from them. They can be our teacher. Each demon contains within it a wisdom, a learning for each of us. Fifth stage is that dark night of the soul, that time of despair, which literally means without hope. Now, when you're depressed, that comes up, and sometimes it's the dominant theme in our lives who are depressed. We have no hope, no belief that it will ever change. Going into that dark night of the soul, accepting it, and here's where a guide can be enormously important, to be by your side. Just like Odysseus had various goddesses like Athena by his side every step of the way. Dante had Virgil and then Beatrice by his side. In these classical journeys, the hero, especially going into the darkest places, has a guide. So if you're in despair, if you're suicidal, you need a guide. And that guide will help you face that dark night and help you to understand that the dark night of the soul has a positive implication, because even the darkest nights yield today. So when it comes to that stage, we'll talk about that stage, and we'll talk about what it is that makes it possible to move through it. The sixth stage is really the one that brings illumination into many dark nights, and that's the connection with the spiritual, the connection with meaning and purpose. And I think this is really important to consider as we look at all the stages of the journey. It's important for everyone, particularly those of you who don't think of yourselves as in any way spiritual, to demystify that word. And for those of you who do think of yourselves as spiritual, maybe to lighten up a little bit too, and see this as something very basic, very fundamental, which is our connection to something larger than ourselves that gives our life meaning and purpose. It's a very simple definition, but it's one that's concrete enough so that it may be helpful. And it may be helpful to you as you think about each of these stages to see the light that that sense of meaning and purpose, that sense of connection to something larger than yourself, that experience of connection, how it can help to bring you successfully, gratefully, hopefully through all the stages of this journey. And then finally, there's the return. And if you read the stories of the hero or heroine, they inevitably come back, just as Odysseus comes back to Ithaca, comes back to his home. But when the hero or the heroine comes back, he or she is changed. Obviously, there have been some changes in the place, but the most profound change is in the person who is revisiting that place.